Merci beaucoup.
Canada. It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr, and the co-host of the show,
Steve Sanka,
and along with the rest of the crew.
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
Deep down inside, come with me, let me show you. I'm
We've been friends too long, I know you heart and soul. See that look in your eyes, you think that I don't know. No one wants to be the one to make the first move. Take my hand, let me show you. I'm ready to love you. I wanna love you. Let me love you, love you, love you. I'm ready to love you. I wanna love you. Let me love you, love you, love you. Baby, take my hand. When I see your face, it's like a brand new day. When it comes crashing down, take a chance, do it for love. Baby, take my hand. Ooh, let me lead you into love. Oh, ready to love you.
Recording in progress.
At 12 minutes past the hour, 4 o'clock. Let me say a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal, Washington, D.C., WFFR. Welcome to another chapter in our lives in the beautiful city of Montreal. Open the show with some young talent from Montreal. Kayla Allen doing a song simply called Sweet. Sweet. And another sweet singer out of this city, Miss Juliet Nelson, doing a song called I'm Ready. Good friend of mine, Mr. Barry Biggs, still standing tall. Former lead singer with the big Byron Lee, BLD. Byron Lee and his Dragonaires for many years. Went to England. Did wonders for himself. Barry, I'm going to get him here one of these days. Barry Biggs, and we can talk to him. Coming up at 4:30, we'll be speaking to the Honorable Dr. Anthony Carter. You know who that is? We know him, of course, as Gabby. Talented musician, talented vocalist, talented everything. But this time, this weekend, for the half an hour that we're going to have him on, I want to show another side of him that I happen to know of. This is a guy who rocked the boat with the government, and first thing I'm going to ask him about. Well, we're going to fulfill some requests. We're going to take you back into memory lane. And so forth and so forth. The weather here in Montreal, a little bit of snow, but it's for us, it's beautiful. Very sunny day. And my little tabby cat is on his way out. My daughter had him first. 15 years of joy with that cat. Yes, some of you are going to say, I didn't know Stretch was a cat man. Trust me, Stretch is a cat man in every sense of the word. So we're gonna fulfill some requests, and then we're going to get into, I don't want to mention the war that's happening right now. It's painful. You know, I have a DJ. I think I'm going to have to start spanking him. He called me a postman. Nicholas, you know too much about me. That's your problem. That's my boy. 15 years we've been together. Wow, 15, 16 years. That's as old as a cat, right, Nicholas? So, remember you're locked into CKUT 90.3 FM, standing tall in the hearts of lovers, politicians, and others. We cover this side of the world. I'm telling you, this saxophone you're listening to, I forgot to tell you, it's a young lady from Jamaica. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful saxophone player. But the only thing with her, I wish she would start getting some original music. She does something with Luther Vandross music. I don't know if I am really crazy about it, but this young lady is totally talented. I'm not going to read no more of these texts that I'm getting. Yes, so let me fulfill the request. We're going to turn by the pages of time. But many years ago when your boy used to sing with bands and all that, we were in a club and Casa Montego Hotel, as a matter of fact, and I was singing the song. And this guy came up to me after the song was finished and he said, "Beautiful, beautiful, my friend, beautiful." And he says, "I'm from England and I'm vacationing here." And I was so proud to hear my song. And it was done in such a beautiful way. The young guy's name was Red Hurley. And this is the song that I did and he was totally pleased. To Patricia.
When the days of wine are gone and all the nights are long, then all my thoughts run on to you. When the lonely silence calls, when I walk through empty halls, then all my thoughts run on to you. When they linger for a while, you come and touch me with your tender smile. And when your love was all my world, my days, my life you were, then all the songs were songs of you. I tasted well of sweet success. Nothing touched me that was second best. Oh, but then I turned and you were gone to someone else's song. And now I'm going back to when the story now is told, and all my love unfolds, I've lost my very soul to you. Your love is written in the sky, but at the time I never looked so high, my darling. When will you come back to me? Release me, set me free.
long.
Yeah, I look back at that song and I say, wow, because we did it in the same key, everything, because it was the song of the time, at that time around. His name is Redder Hurley. I often wondered whatever happened to this guy, because, boy, he could sing. Because while we were doing it, I noticed he was right up front, and after the song, I asked him if he would sing a verse, and he said, sure, he would sing the verse. And boy, was he good. Hey, this is a Montreal Rastaman. He's telling you Rasta on top. Coming up, Sir Gabby.
If you never know, then you will know. Rasta is on top, and with love we shall rule the world. Because we're talkative, but we know so. We're not two-faced, we are up to date. So with peace, love, and oneness, yes, we shall rule the world. Now if you live in darkness, stay over there. But if you love your light, come on over here. If you have clean hands and your heart is pure, come on over now and help Rasta to rule the world. Now to be a Rasta, it is not about the dreads. It's a concept of the heart and not the locks on your head. If you feel these vibrations, come help Rasta rule the world. As if you never know, then you will know now. If you never know, then you will know now. Rasta is on top, and with love we shall rule this world.
Yeah, we're talkative, but we're not so. I love it.
If you live in darkness, stay over there. But if you love your light, come on over here. If you have clean hands and your heart is pure, come on over now. Help Rasta to rule the world. Now to be a Rasta, it's not about the dreads. It's a concept of the art and not the locks on your head. If you feel this vibration, come help us to rule the world. As if you never know, then you will know now. If you never know, then you will know now. Rasta is on top, and with love we shall rule the world. Because we're talkative, but we know so. We are not two-faced, we're always up to date. So with peace, love, and oneness, yes, we shall rule the world. So if you never know, then you will know now. If you never know, then you will know.
He calls himself Rasta Owen, all right? Dreadlocks don't make you be a Rasta. We're going to pay some bills because we have to, all right?
Faced with sickle cell anemia, the solution is in our blood. It's a matter of genetics. The more people from the Black communities who give blood, the better our chances to find compatible donors to help those affected by this disease. Faced with sickle cell anemia, we can't leave anyone behind. We have to donate. So don't wait. Book an appointment today at hemequebec.qc.ca, because giving is in our blood.
It's time to make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Tune in to CKUT 90.3 FM,
Tuesdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. for a special Black History Month edition of the Montreal Sessions. The month kicks off on February 1st with the best in reggae and soca with your hosts, Production Sounds and Soca Head. Week 2, February 8th, Wizzy Moonchaser, host of The Morning Detour, broadcast live from DG Kicks, a sneaker store in NDG. Final 2 weeks, 15th and 22nd, are hosted by Stephen Ziplocks Hennessy, educator, creator,
and part of the Ill Groove Garden team. Don't miss it.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Jack don't want me to bed on the beach.
I will never make the grid. Strength and security build barricade. That can happen here in this country. I want Jack to know that the beach belongs to me. That can happen here over my dead body. Tell Jack that I say that the beach belongs to me. Look, the beach is mine. I could bed anytime. Despite what
yeah, it's my pleasure once again to welcome to the mic of CKUT 90.3 FM, the cultural ambassador, I call him that, from out of Barbados, also an educator. And the last time he was here, so many things I wanted to ask him. I wanted to talk to him about this particular song, Jack, because we have had several Jacks in Jamaica. Especially the one who won't sound anyway. They said, don't speak ill of the dead, so I won't. Dr. Anthony Gabby. I can't get out of the habit. Dr. Anthony Carter. Welcome, sir. Let me get your mic here. Welcome to CKUT one more time.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I am feeling good, even better now that I'm seeing you. And I want you to talk to me a little bit about this Jack thing, because, you know, that was one of my lineup I had. Because, you know, we have had several Jacks who wanted to lock off the beaches of Jamaica, which they're doing now, but not in my time when Michael Manley was in power. Because as Michael Manley said, this beach belongs to all Jamaicans and they should be allowed to walk around Jamaica. Give me a little bit about what was happening in Barbados.
Good evening, watchers and listeners. I just want to say that it's my pleasure to be here with you, Brett, all the way from Montreal. I'm in Barbados. Yeah, he was a very powerful man. He was a lawyer. He was the man who was the chairman of the Board of Tourism. And I saw a statement that he made in the newspaper where he said that you don't know why the people are making such a fuss that the property owners have the right to bring their property down to the high water mark. So I called him and I said, Jack, come here. Did you make this statement? He said, yes. I said, well, if I were you, I would disassociate myself from that statement because you are not with the people when you do this. He said, I'm with the people whom I represent. And I represent most of the hoteliers and most of the big property owners on the West Coast in particular, those beach property owners.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you don't withdraw the statement, I'm going to immortalize you in song.
Oh,
so he laughed, he chuckled, he said, ha, 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 ha. No song can't do me anything. I hope you have a lot of money. If you call my name in any way that would be libelous or scandalous, you will have to pay the penalty. I said, Jack, when I call your name, it is going to be so powerful that you can't fight it. You can't fight 270,000 Barbadian people.
Good.
And said, man, no song can't do me anything. I said, okay, you wait till you hear this one. I sat down, and in 10, maybe 15 minutes at the most, I wrote that song with all the fire that was in me, with all the
anger, yes,
the passion, the emotion, the creativity, everything, bam, like that. And when it came out, the first night, nobody clapped. They said, what is this? The second night, the whole place was rocking. I said, why y'all didn't clap the first night? They said, we were listening for the song. We were listening to hear what it was.
Listening to the words.
There's no stopping that song. Not just in Barbados, but in Grenada, in St. Lucia, in Dominica, in Jamaica, in Virgin Islands, in St. Martin, you know, wherever Caribbean people assemble, even in places like Canada, Montreal, Toronto, England.
Yep. It was big here. I can vouch for that, you know.
Yes, it became tremendously popular. And I also was in a movie called Water with British actor Michael Caine.
So,
till this day, we have not had a song in Barbados that sold more records than Jack.
You're kidding me. I didn't know that.
No song. I mean, I said no song, not my song, but any artist at all who has sold more records than Jack.
Jack, well, you know, so how has it worked out in Barbados now? Are you allowed to walk on any beach, or you have to be?
Yes, we're having problems, especially down the West Coast. And recently, I went on a beach on the South Coast, up with Sandals, your friend. And I see you laughing.
Yeah, I know. I know the guy, you know. He's a very generous man, but very... Anyway, go ahead. I'll tell you after.
I went there, and I had held a meeting with the general manager before and the PR person, who was a good friend of mine, David. And they agreed that where their signs were on the beach were in the wrong location, was too close to the water, and that they would rectify the problem and move the signs in a few months. They said they didn't want to move them immediately because we looked at Gabby come up there, he was so big and powerful and bad, they forced Sanders to move their signs. So they're not going to do
that. Yes.
What they would do, move it quietly, let the press be out of it, you know, and things like that. I said, I have no problem with that as long as it's being moved. Well, I went back there about a month ago, and the signs were still there.
Mm-hmm.
So I spoke to the tourists who were sitting on the lawn chairs, you know, on the beach, or it would be. Most of them were British, if not all. And I said to them, look, my name is Anthony Carter. My title is Dr. the Most Honorable Anthony Gabby Carter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an artist. I'm also the cultural ambassador for the country. I've also received the country's highest award, which replaces sir, because sir, no, it's most honorable. So I said, and I'm not just here to protest like any ordinary citizen. I'm here because I had an agreement with Sanders that these signs would be moved back up to Sanders' property, because they admitted that the signs were not on their property. It was beyond. And the reason they did it is because they were guys pushing drugs, and once they see the sign, they wouldn't go past the sign.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because there were five or six signs that were located in the wrong location. So I stood up there, and this guard comes and said, man, you know you have to move because you're behind the sign. I said, but the sign is in the wrong place. He said, man, if you don't move, I will make you move. I said, you cannot make me move. And with that, the guy started pushing me all over the place. And, you know, or something like that. So as a result, you know, about 3-4 days later, I had a lot of pain in my back, had to go to the doctor, had to seek help because at night, sometimes when I'm sleeping, I wake up thinking I'm guys and things like that. So, you know, I'm trying to get that resolved as we speak. I have a police report to carry in on Monday. But anyway, point is that they never moved the sign. So, but Stuart Sun spoke with me and he apologized. He said it should not have happened and all of that. And we have it resolved. But
see, it's the son who is doing all of this. Eh? Trust me, it's the son. The father, he took his advice from the younger generation. And Butch Stewart is a very nice person. I've had the pleasure of, we worked twice at his hotel in Jamaica and meeting him and all that. But he has a son there. Anyway, don't let me say what I shouldn't say on the radio. But that's who is, you know, we went through that as a young man growing up in Jamaica. Michael Manley said, all Jamaicans need and should be able to walk right around the island. And no way should these hotels, because they had this fancy hotel, the Hilton or whatever the name, who they locked off the whole beach, a mile and a half of beach, so the citizens couldn't get to do it. Anyway, Gabby, you know, I got my answer with that, and I'm sorry it's not working out as yet, but you said, you know, it should. All right? So I want to change directions a bit here, because I want to ask you something. Why do you insist that great philosophers like Plato and Socrates were not philosophers at all?
Because they were thieves and liars. you know, I don't hide my mouth with that.
Yes.
Plato, Socrates, Isocrates, the whole lot of them were thieves and liars. What happened was that the Egyptians had the first system that gave us philosophy, mathematics, mm-hmm. science, biology, archaeology, astrology, music, linguistics, you name it, they were the first, right? And they had banned the Greeks from entering Egypt for 5,000 years. 5,000 years. But then the Greeks reapplied and asked to please allow us to come just for purpose of our education, because the Egyptians were so advanced in education to the Greeks. They came, and he sent this guy, Alexander the Great, Constantine, sent Alexander. Alexander reported back and told him, listen, these people are truly much more advanced than us in so many things, in education, in road building, you know, in their books, in their everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that we have on them, they do not have an army that can beat us. Let us go back. And they went back and defeated the Egyptians and turned the Egyptian library at what they renamed Alexandria into their place. And they took most of the books back into Greece and start calling themselves philosophers.
Mm-hmm.
So Greek philosophy is really stolen Egyptian philosophy.
All right.
You see, so, even in the religion,
mm-hmm.
they had a system called the system of salvation, in which a person could move from an ordinary person to that of a god, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how they had it. And they stole all those ideas and everything from the Egyptians, never praised them. And then the following that years after, for hundreds of years, other Europeans then turned around. And what they did is to isolate Egypt out of Africa so that they would speak of Africa and Egypt as though they were two different places. Because to say that Egypt is in Africa would be to say that black people were the first real educators in the world, and they don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard that before. I'm not too strong where that is concerned, but you're down the right path, because there was a lot of stealing there that was happening. All right, so another one I want to hit you with, because I've heard you talking about this before. Why do you always say that Jesus was black? Do you insist this because, you know, what?
Again, I can link it to Constantine is who brought Christianity into Egypt, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he destroyed Egyptian mystery system and installed Christianity as its perpetual enemy, right? Understand. I remember at that time there were no white people in that part of Africa or in any part of Africa. White people or Caucasian people came after they invaded Egypt, right? So prior to that, it's all black people we're talking about. Every figure in the Bible is a black person. There were no white people in that area,
but
at that time,
could I get in a little bit there? How do you disapprove the historical records saying Jesus was a Semite from the Middle East?
Those records are fake, phonies, misinformation, misdirection, and lies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was a Jew, but those Jews were black people. They were not what you see today, people calling Hasidic Jews and this kind of Jews, Orthodox Jews. It wasn't those people are Europeans. You're talking about black people. The first Jews were black people.
Mm-hmm.
And so they inhabited the land. So were the Hebrews. So were the Palestinians. So all those people were black people, right? And even the Bible itself tells you who Jesus was. They said he had hair like sheep's wool, locks like mine.
Mm-hmm.
One. And that his feet were like burnished brass. Now, brass is already black, but if you burn it, it's going to get even darker, right? I've seen brass being melted or smelted, and it's black. It's like almost like ash. So if Jesus had that kind of hair and that kind of skin, I mean, the Bible itself tells you that he was a black person. And his people around him was black, because Moses himself said, I am black, but comely. And they thought that he meant, he was sinful or something. No, he meant the color of his skin was mm-hmm. black. All of those guys were black people. But we, understanding the thing wrong, and we put the European twist to it and decided, hey, no, Jesus was white. And we got this little white boy, right? I think it was Michelangelo or one of those guys who first painted Jesus black, because prior to the 16th century Europe, all portraits of Jesus was black. But then they turned it around, right? And they gave us this white boy with blue eyes and blonde hair. Totally wrong.
All right. We're going to get back into our history. But before we do, I want you to tell me a little bit about this chicken and ram business.
Oh, okay. Yes. there is a woman here. Her name is Ram.
Oh.
And she had a farm. That's just an abbreviation of her name. Her name is Ram Merchant Danny. Right?
Uh-huh.
She is born in India, but she's been living here for over 50 years for sure. And she had a farm, And, you know, it was alleged that she had these chickens.
It was alleged.
It's alleged. And at this chick, according to the report, these chickens that Sam had died. And that some of these chickens were sold. And she denied it. She's my friend. But I had to write the song. So I wrote a song called Chicken and Ram. I love my chicken and ram. So her name is Asha. I call her Asha. She's Asha. She said, Gabriel, I don't understand. I can't sue you because you didn't say you don't like. You say you love chicken and ram. Smart. I wrote the song. I mean, she said, come to public now and let public know that you're on my side. I said, Asha, I wouldn't do that. However you look at it. So are you on my side or are you against me? I said, Asha, whatever you interpret it to be, that's what it is.
Mm.
But I am not coming up and saying this and that and third. I just write a song. The other people's songs were banned. Mine was banned as well for a good long time.
What? This song was banned?
My song, Chicken and Ram, was banned for quite some time.
Why? Why was it banned? Maybe I'm not listening to it correctly, but I have to really sit down when this program is over and listen to Chicken and Ram. Why would they ban Chicken and Ram?
Because Miss Ram, and she was advertising with the radio station.
Oh, so God!
If she threw her she was advertising millions of dollars with those people in the year from. So they felt that if they were against her, that she withdraws this advertising revenue, that it would hurt them financially in a
okay. Money again, right? Manner. Money again, yeah, money again. You know, I know Calypsonians are the spoken words of the people, right? So what do you do? You sit and observe everything, because you seem like a very observant person, and you put what you're looking at in words and in songs.
Good question, Stretch. I can't explain my mind.
Okay.
I could see something and immediately I can write on it. Anything. If you tell me now to sing a song about anything, I can do it.
Sing a song about anything.
Well, Stretch, I am fool. You know that this one is true. You and I have been a ball. I in Barbados, you in Montreal. I from Barbados, I in Puglia. Stretch man, you come from in Jamaica. And just like me, you used to be a singer. But nowadays, man, you retire.
Jesus, man. You guys I hate Calypsonians, you know. Boy, I don't know. I'm scared of you guys. No, I'm joking with the hate business. But I have my good friend Glenn Washington. He does the same thing to me too. He will sit there if he sees me doing something and make up a song, and you just sat there and make up that beautiful, beautiful Gabby. I'm just gonna play one more, take a little musical break here, and I want you to tell me how this came about after. All right? So let's get a little bit of listen with this one. I always love this one. Kill It in Parties here in Montreal. You know, when a Jamaican say hit it, I don't know if it's the same thing you mean.
Hey! Jill was playing cricket with me on a pasta one day. She bowling like sobers and I couldn't get the ball played. She start with in and out swingers that puzzle me. Every time that I make a stroke, I missing she bowl it slow, I on my toe to blister she. But when I play
for heartbreak, it was Bengali. She tell me, hit it, oh, you're missing so. You used to brag before, hit it, if you could handle me. Hit it and let me see. Hit it in the corner, hit it in the cover. Hit it in mid-wicket, hit it.
At 51, 4:51, Gabby is going to tell me all about hitting it. Let me see if it's the same story I have in the back of my head.
Now, you know, there's an old Californian, I don't remember his name, and he said once, they would say that he was singing dirty songs, smack songs, suggestive songs, and he said, no, I'm not. What you hear me sing is what I mean. So I'm going to kill them dead with the vice in their head. So it is that, killing them dead with the vice in their head. So I am talking about a cricket game, and they're talking about a something.
I got you, sir.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
It's a cricket game.
Yes.
And she should hit the balls perfectly.
Yes. She asked me to hit it. Right? Mm-hmm. And then she questioned, how are you missing so? You used to brag before. Right? You look like you hit it in the corner and the cover. Hit it in mid-wicket. Hit it.
Oh, God, you're killing me, boy. I'm so glad I brought you back for this half an hour, but I will have to stretch it. I seriously now, why do you insist that no slaves came to the Caribbean or the Americas? Why? Is it important that you can't,
I may have to move location because my body is going.
Okay.
I don't want it to be on me. But I have to tell you that I am totally convinced that no slaves came to the Caribbean, not even one.
No?
No, sir.
All right, here what I'm going to do, Gabby. I'm just going to play, Jacita. I wanted to know about Jacita while you fix your... Is it Jacita or Jacela? I think it's Jacela. Yes.
You know, in Spanish, it would be Gisela.
Oh.
But people say Gisela.
Gisela.
The G is pronounced like an H.
Gisela. Okay.
No, his.
Wait, that his, one is his, interesting. His. Finish.
As opposed to his.
Finish telling us what you were telling us a while ago here.
About the Hittit or about the Gisela?
No, about the Hittit and it's the people who has a thing in their head, right?
Yes.
Device.
Yes, device in their head.
Good. All right. Let me hear the story on this one, boy. I love this. Boy.
He said I'm from Panama.
Oh, yes.
I start rapping mambo jumbo to Santa like she. The few Spanish words I know, running off my tongue rapidly, trying my best to convince she to go home with me. But she wants so much as even retaliate. She bluntly refused.
I got this story. I got the story. Yeah, she's from Panama. Them Panamanians, I tell you, boy, when you watch them dancing, you really want to take them home. You know what I mean? But tell me something. How you remember all of these songs? I mean...
It's simple. It is my work. So my work, I write, I record, and I remember.
Ah.
Right? Now, you know, if I write a song today, it took me longer to get it learned. You know, you're younger, your brain sharper, you everything.
Okay.
But none of the songs that I wrote back then that I would forget. I would sing all of them over and over, and every one of them, I would know all the lyrics and stuff like that.
Sorry about that.
The long memory is a lot better than the short memory.
Yes, we all are suffering, dear brother. What I was asking you about the slaves not coming to the Caribbean.
Why did I say that?
Yeah, why did you say that?
Because I said that based on this. When our people came, we came as joiners, masons, carpenters, economists, agronomists, teachers, doctors. That's who became us. Mm-hmm. And we were enslaved. There's a difference between when a slave come and when you enslave a people. So we came as free people, putting chains on us on a boat to bring us. That's not making us a slave. That's a prisoner. Mm-hmm. Now, once you want to have a slave, now you take away three things. You take away the culture, you take away the religion, once you, and you take away the language. Once you take away those three, then you have a slave. And that's what they did with us. None of us speak an African language anymore. None of us worship as African people did, right? So, you know, and none, like I said, the religion, the culture, none of us played this. You know, we go getting back to playing the drums and stuff like that, but nowhere near. When I went to Africa and saw the drums, the type of drums, first of all, and the way that they played them and the feel, it is completely different to what we do. We mimic them, but we don't play in the same way, in the same spiritual, vibrant manner. We play what we believe is the right thing. We're not there spiritually to understand the depth to which that thing goes. You know, so that's how we became a slave. You take away your culture, you take away religion, you take away the language, and you have a slave.
Yes, I firmly believe that because looking at the people in Jamaica, and I say to myself, no way was any slave that came to Jamaica, and whosoever was in Jamaica, they were turned into slaves. This is how the Maroons were able to start their own thing.
Right. Oh, and now we're at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the agreement between the British and the Maroons, it was agreed that 500 miles of Jamaica would be Maroon country.
Mm-hmm.
And that has never happened.
No.
They never got their 500 miles, which is a pity, really. They should be allowed to have their own government, their own everything, nothing to do with the Jamaica police or nothing like that, because that land belongs to them legally. It's not like they're trying to get it. It has already been granted to them, you know, and I support the Maroons on that. That is their land. It's an agreement. It just has never been carried out. But another important thing is, as you well know, there are certain parts of that 500 miles in those mountains that they still speak African language.
Yeah,
they still do. You know, a lot of other Caribbean people, yeah, and some Jamaicans are even aware of that, that they actually have some West African language, and I think it's at least one, and others in the dialect that they speak, right? It reminds me of, like, when I was in Nigeria, as you know, I'm an African chief, I'm a Nigerian chief.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Chief Omowale, and it means our son has returned to us.
Right.
So when I was made a chief in Badagry, in Elara, and Elara, I realized that, you know, the languages, the feel, the food, the this, the that, there's so much that we have to reconnect to. And if I may go on quickly further, on Tuesday, I will be singing a song that I wrote to commemorate a collaboration between Ghana and Barbados, and the Ghanaian police band and the Barbados police band will play simultaneously at the same time online while I sing.
Wow.
So this is the first, because to have two different bands playing with you at the same time, I don't think, I've never heard of that before in two different countries.
No.
You know? So, but, you know, all people, you have got to understand that we come from great people. you know, our history did not begin with slavery. Slavery was the last part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we are powerful, brilliant people. And once we establish that and we begin to wear the clothes and eat the food and, you know, and seek to have one, at least one of the West African languages being taught in the schools. Or if it's East African, let it be Swahili. So it's the most widely spoken language in East Africa. I am saying that once we begin to root like that, there's no stopping us. We can spiritually lift ourselves. We're going to be a more powerful people, a more conscious people. And, you know, this mental slavery, we would get rid of.
That's for sure. You know, I know you have a very powerful mind where the islands are concerned. What as a, as